This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Legitimately are afraid of.
But when you come to politics, aren't we always one election away from dealing with the big thing anyway?
But the problem is that the big thing here is an entitlement that nobody, Republican or Democrat, will take away. The one thing that everybody agreed, conservatives, Republicans, in this election and all the elections, is we are not going to change the innovation that you cannot lose your insurance or be priced out of the market if you have a pre-existing condition. Is anybody going to vote to take that away? No. That's the essence of Obamacare. That's what was introduced. And the reason that you have this, even in the Ryan plan, why you have this intrusion into the market and the federal government dictating, is because in order to keep that provision, you have to create an entitlement. It can be, as in Obamacare, a subsidy. It can be the refundable tax credit. But if you want people to have that, and you name me one Republican who wants to abolish it, then the essence of Obamacare is retained, and you have to face that fact.
Well, that was the point of my question.
Well, Charles Krautheimer, this is the problem. You know, when you give people, you know, you give us something for free, we think it's for free. I mean, of course, we're all paying for it. It's all kind of galling when you think about it, is that those of us who are paying taxes, it is our hard-earned money. And the government is there like as if there's some, you know, some generous entity. Well, we'll give you some of your money back, you know, and we're going to spread it out. I mean, this whole redistribution thing has been around for ages. It's nothing new. But out of the goodness of their heart, they're going to try to make this work. But, you know, then you got entitlements. So you have people who think, again, we deal with the haves and have-nots. And, you know, nobody's, you know, of course, you can't ask the question, you know, why don't you have? I mean, it's one thing if there are circumstances that have kept you from having. And, you know, this country is very generous, and people who have worked hard and earned it and they donate, you know, whether it's to their church and other charitable services, and not to mention, you know, what we do with the government. I think for the most part, people appreciate that. The, you know, part of the problem that's really tough when you start talking about money and the have and have nots are the ones that have not and they want not, and they want to keep having at your expense. And they have the ability to have some of their own. But, you know, they just don't want to work that hard. You know, the government has made it easy for them. For example, you know, we talk about this every once in a while, is you have to look at all the people who, for the sake of surviving, have gotten off the grid and said, look, I'm not going to participate. I need to get $3,000 a month, whichever way I can, and there's no room there to participate in the government and pay any taxes, so I'm going to work under the table. I mean, there are millions of dollars out there that are, you know, just floating around, you know, going back and forth. It's all under the radar, and I'm not sure how we repatriate that money. You know, we just talk about, oh, the goodness of America and being a patriot and participating in the grander scheme of things. You think people are willing to do that? I don't think so. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to volunteer. You know, will there be a percentage? Sure. But by and large, they're going to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to hold on to that money because I need to put food on my family's table. And I'll make it work. And then whatever free stuff I can get along the way from the government, hey, I'm entitled. I'm going to get that. There are going to be people that game the system, and that's what makes it tough for everybody else who's pitching in and doing their part. What this all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is leadership. There needs to be somebody stepping forward that can talk to the masses. Maybe Donald Trump's the guy to get people to realize, look, you know, this is our problem. We're all in this. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's a we the people thing. It's about this republic. It's about everything that this country stands for, that we can look out for one another, that we can serve one another, and we can all benefit as a result of doing that through the free market system. But if we're in there, you know, looking about what's me, what's mine, and it's all about me, it's inward looking, it's not outward, It's not about serving anymore. It's about being served. And that creates all kinds of issues, as you know. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, the conversation continues right here.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Thank you for joining in with us on the good fight to get this country back on track. It's not going to be all about Donald Trump. It's not going to be about the people that you've elected in office. They're all part of it. But, hey, really, the important and critical element to all this is we the people. And it's us taking our responsibility, doing what it is that we're supposed to do. And it all starts with self-responsibility, and thank you for stepping up. Dan Perkins with us right now. Dan is a registered investment advisor with over 40 years of investment experiences, investing in all asset classes all over the world. Energy has been a core investment for Dan and his clients for the last 25 years. Dan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. Good morning, Mr. Ambassador. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Speaking of which, you know, I wanted to start out right away because I've had a lot of people, it seems, that have been talking to me about, you know, our favorite project. And,
yeah.
Dan, again, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, is just, you know, continuing to expand. More people are becoming aware of it. I would direct all of our listeners to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. I mean, we're doing something about, this horrendous problem we have in this country. 20 soldiers, according to the VA, commit suicide every day, and it's PTSD related. And
yes, sir.
One solution is what Songs and Stories and Soldiers is all about.
Yeah, it's really simple. If you can get the soldier who has PTSD to REM level sleep, mm-hmm. he can heal body and soul. And that's what we strive to do, is we have a program, the MP3, that goes out to the soldier. There's three files on it. The first one is an eight-hour sleep audio designed by professionals to try and help the soldier get to REM-level sleep.
Right.
And, Bill, when we finished the year, we had a target of 50 facilities. We finished the year with 53.
Right.
I'm proud to tell you that we are now at 63.
Wow, that's awesome. Great.
10 more facilities in 2 months.
Well, that's excellent. We're starting to get some penetration, more penetration in California, and I'll have some added information for you on that as well. So, in fact, I'm heading back to California after the show today, and we've got mm-hmm. a couple of meetings, you know, to, you know, raise the awareness of what, you know, Songs and Stories for Soldiers is all about. Again, I recommend that you go to the website. And if there's anything that we can do, if you know of a soldier that is in need of this MP3, absolutely let us know right away. And we will make sure that, you know, we're coming alongside and being a part of the solution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, and since the last time we talked, Bill, there's a new report out from the Department of Veterans Affairs. Mm-hmm. They're now reporting the level of post-traumatic stress disorder They're saying Vietnam veterans, approximately 30% of people who served in Vietnam, males, have PTSD. They're now reporting for the first time since the Vietnam War, the PTSD rate for women. And they're saying approximately 27% of all the women who served in Vietnam have PTSD. And now for the Gulf Wars, which they don't have all the data yet because not everybody's been processed through, but 30% of the male veterans who served in the Gulf Wars have PTSD, and 21% of women who served in the Gulf War already being diagnosed with PTSD.
These numbers are significant, Dan, and this is why Songs and Stories for Soldiers is so needed. And again, I thank you and your wife for having the vision to start this, the passion to continue on, and you know, the shared vision here. It is awesome. And as I told my brother last night, I'm proud, number one, to be an ambassador. I'm really grateful. It is an honor that you've asked me to be an ambassador for Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and proud to be contributing. I mean, we've been involved now going into our second year, and we're excited for what the future holds.
We are excited to have you, because every time you add a new station, you add a new market that we can tell the story.
And, exactly.
You're very important to us. So, what else can I help you with today, sir?
Well, we need to talk about, you know, President Trump. I mean, the Democrats don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, here we got the job market's looking great. I mean, the first full month in office, he brings massive unemployment boom as U.S. companies add a whopping 298,000 new jobs in February. Barack Obama and the Democrats have just got to be all green on this one.
Hey, you're absolutely right. And make no bones about it, Bill. There are a lot of issues out there that are concerning a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But none, in my opinion, none more important than jobs in the economy. And this is where Mr. Trump has an opportunity to bury the Democrats, because I believe these job numbers are going to continue to be at this level or higher for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And every month we have 250 to 300,000 new jobs being created, it makes it more and more difficult for the Democrats to complain about Mr. Trump. And,
exactly.
And they're going to run out of story.
Well, they're doing everything they can. I mean, at every turn. I mean, here we got jobs. We got Keystone, even though there are people trying to, you know, stop the progress there. But we're going to be up and rolling, next week with Keystone, right?
Yes, yes. And that's going to add 28,000 construction jobs. And now the economists are expecting that for every person working on the pipeline construction, we'll add 2 to 3 supplemental jobs. So it could add another 80,000 jobs. So the Keystone Pipeline project alone could produce 100,000 jobs. And we've got the Dakota Pipeline that we're going to build. Plus, we've got to seriously and honestly, not tokenly like Mr. Obama, we've got to do something about the highways, the bridges, the tunnels, and the airport.
All the infrastructure, no question. But, Dan, let's go back. I want to rewind on the jobs, the kind of jobs that are being created here due to Dakota and Keystone. I mean, these are good jobs. These aren't minimum wage, entry-level jobs we're talking about.
By no means. These are probably $100,000 a year jobs. Big jobs. Well, important jobs. It's your show.
No, it's okay. I'm so excited about this, Dan, because it's not only that, but we're talking that we're talking six-figure type jobs coming into the marketplace now at record numbers, and then also that means along with it, families that are going to have health care.
Well, that's true, but I hear the music. I guess we have to take a break, but I want to finish that story when we come back.
Well, absolutely. Well, we'll get into it. Also, I want to talk about immigration as to what's happening in the border. I mean, great news here. And the Democrats are beside themselves. And, of course, they're going absolutely nuts, speaking of health care. And we'll talk more about that with Dan Perkins in just a moment. Great to have Dan with us. Dan's extensive background in energy and as a political, insightful expert good to have here on Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And by all means, get involved in the conversation. Drop me a line. We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Dan Perkins right after this.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Dan Perkins continues. Dan, we were talking about the jobs that are being created through Keystone and Dakota. You know, Canada's very, they're very excited about what's going on as well. But I also added that, the, you know, not only these are great jobs, you know, six figure type jobs, not, not fast food kind of jobs, minimum wage, You know, these are excellent jobs and opportunities. Now, as I said, along with it, especially if we can get our healthcare acts together, then maybe once again, you know, companies will start being able to provide healthcare.
Yes, and I've been making this point for the last few days of why this is important. When you have people that get their checks from the government, they've become dependent upon the government for their livelihood and for their lives. Mm-hmm. What Mr. Trump, in very simply put, Bill, what Mr. Trump is trying to do is exchange that government check for a paycheck from an employer. Right. Where you're working to take care of yourself and your family, not dependent upon the government. And what happens, Bill, this is the part of the equation that the mainstream media never talks about. Every time you switch a dollar from the public sector to the private sector, you reduce the deficit.
Exactly.
When you take people off the government dole and put them on payroll, not only are you reducing the government deficit, but you've got now people who are giving a check to the government because they're paying taxes.
Exactly.
And those taxes help offset the budget deficit. And that's the dynamic that nobody's talking about, Bill, mm-hmm. is that increased employment is going to be increased revenue to the Treasury and decreased outgo mm-hmm. from the Treasury.
Well, this is what Donald Trump has been projecting all along, and you're exactly right. The media doesn't pick up on it, is the greater, you know, one of the greatest resolvers of sin economically is productivity. You know, we increase productivity, boy, you know, get the GDP numbers up there. It turns these numbers upside down, but they've been so,
yes.
they've been kind of in a trance and in a coma over the last 8 years with the Obama economy that they don't know what to do with themselves. And here Donald Trump just comes out just doing what Donald Trump does naturally. I mean, look what's going on. Look what the job market report's doing. I mean, the fact that Donald Trump's going to be president and people go, oh, gosh, he's going to enforce the laws. Maybe we better not slam the border anymore. So now you got a 40% reduction of illegal crossings coming into America. You've got NATO who says, oh, gosh, he wants us to pay our bills. Yeah, maybe we got to step up. Well, nobody ever asked us to pay the bill before, so, but you're asking, yeah, okay, we'll pay the bill. I mean, amazing. And Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama, you know, making pancakes with Valerie Jarrett or whatever at home, all you know, and Michelle, the whole, you know, family and consortium all together is scratching their heads, you know, going, well, we need to get in charge again. You know, this guy's really messing the whole program up here.
That's right. He's undoing what we've tried so hard to do. And I think there's an article that I sent you that I wrote. It's on, I believe, Flash Daily, is the Democrat respectful dissent or is it subversion and treason? And, lot of hit action on that particular order, thousands of hits. Mm-hmm. And it really tries to help the American people understand really how desperate the Democratic Party is that they're walking extremely close to subversion and treason in what they're doing. And it's a powerful article. It shows the law and it shows all the things that the Democratic leaders and the Democratic news media operatives are doing and how close they are to the law. But Bill, I think that they don't understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. No,
Maxine Waters.
Yeah, they don't. But you know, although somebody, and you're just going to say Maxine Waters, so go ahead. I'll let her word speak for herself. Go ahead.
I mean, this is a woman who it's in the article. This is a woman who said we should impeach Trump now and worry about the evidence later.
That's kind of Nancy Pelosi. Let's go ahead and we'll, you know, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. So we'll go ahead and impeach him and then find out what the problem
is. And then we'll come up with the charges later. I mean, it's just, she's just off the wall. I mean, and she's just a crazy person, in my opinion. But it's, I know that this I was concerned when the jobs number came out from ADP on Wednesday, and then we saw the follow-up number from the government today. We get two or three more months of these kinds of numbers, Bill, it's going to be really hard on the Democratic Party because, as I said at the beginning of the show, I think the two most important issues to most Americans is having a job and having the economy grow.
Exactly.
That's what Mr. Trump's trying to do. And as that unfolds and happens, the Democrats have less and less to say.
Well, they're exposed, certainly, to half the country. They get it. They understand. They see that the Democrats are being obstructionist. They're being spoiled brats instead of, you know, picking up their fair share of the load that, you know, let's just say it for what it is. I mean, they created a lot of this heavy load here, and now they're sitting on the sidelines just kind of giggling and pointing to all the problems. They know health care is a problem. They know it's massive. Look at what they did in the dark at night and all the deals that they made, you know, behind closed doors in order to get it passed. And we the people have been paying for it, and now we're really paying for it when the thing is unfolding. But of course, you know, Dan, initially, and I keep reminding people, is the mission. You know, what was the mission of healthcare, of Obamacare? It was to lead us down the road to single payer healthcare, to even an even greater expanse of government, and the very thing that you mentioned earlier, and that is a reliance upon, you know, the government of all things. This is America. This is your new God.
Right. And as a result, when Mr. Trump came in, and I may have used this analogy before, Bill, this problem with the economy, it goes back even to the last couple of years of Bush 43. So it's been 10 years or longer since there's been anything really positive going on in the American economy. Mm-hmm. And so I equate it to a human being being held down on the ground by a boot on their throat.
Exactly.
Not so much that they can't breathe, but they can't really do anything. Mm-hmm. And that we've lived that way for almost 10 years. And when Mr. Trump got elected, he took the boot off, and everybody could take a really big, deep breath and say, wow.
Yes.
And yeah. they're starting to rebuild the country.
Exactly. Well, to your point, Dave Stockman told us, and of course he outlined this in his new book several months back. He said, Bill, we haven't had one net, Dan, listen to this number, one net breadwinning job since the year 2000. I mean, to your point, I mean, you're being generous and conservative by saying 10 years. He's saying, hey, let's roll it all the way back. The fact of the matter is go back to 2000. We have not had one net breadwinning job in America. You know, that boot that's been on the throats of Americans and American workers and people that they just want a job. They want to be productive because that is the source. That's one of the main sources of our happiness, that we can be productive, Dan Perkins.
Yeah, and you know, you used a very important word in the Constitution. It talks about pursuit,
yes,
of happiness. And for at least 10 years or 17, depending on your perspective, the pursuit has been blocked for millions upon millions of Americans by the way the government has been acting. And hopefully, we're turning it around where we can pursue happiness and be successful.
Well, this government is based on we the people, and it's up to us to be activists, citizens, to get this country back on track. Donald Trump's given us an exciting vision. He's giving us an opportunity, and he's there at the door holding it open. But we got to rush through it, Dan Perkins, and that's my prayer and encouragement to all the citizens of this great country of ours. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, I'm free. Free falling.
You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
Bill Martinez here. Just a reminder, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to get involved in the conversation? Absolutely. Your opinion counts here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, this week, you may not have realized this, but it's National School Breakfast Week. That's right. It's been going on all week. And thanks to Partners for Breakfast in the Classroom, a free morning meal can be part of every student's daily routine. For the fourth year in a row, the Partners, a consortium of national education and nutrition organizations, continue to expand efforts to fight against childhood hunger and improve participation in the federally funded school breakfast program. Now, the Partners have been awarding grants to school districts with the goal of increasing access to a nutritious morning meal for 30,000 students in 10 states, including Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah. And here to break it down and to give us all the information we need to know on this National Breakfast Week that we're celebrating is Scott DeMauro. Scott is the Ohio Education Association Vice President. Scott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Let's break it on down here. How is childhood hunger affecting students at school today?
Today in this country, we have 13.1 million children, believe it or not, that come from households that are food insecure. Mm. That means that they can't count day-to-day on having a nutritious meal at home. And so that means that there's an expectation and a responsibility that we in schools have to make sure that we give them the support they need so that they can be successful. The school breakfast program is a great way to do that. We know that if students have a healthy breakfast in the morning, that has an impact on their concentration, their alertness and comprehension, their memory, and really their learning.
Right, exactly.
And that ultimately shows up in better test scores and better math grades and attendance and being on time. It's all connected.
Without a doubt. Well, that's awesome that you guys are addressing this issue because, you know, that was my thought. How are these kids going to learn when they're hungry? Because hunger has a way of taking over and becoming the priority, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, I've been a classroom teacher for many years, and I've seen firsthand, you know, the difference it makes when, you know, I've got some kids who come to class and you know, they've had a nice full breakfast in the morning at home, and then other kids, you know, who are rushing in and don't have that support, and the difference in the level of alertness and level of engagement is pretty significant.
Yeah, I mean, how can they sustain their concentration and they're hungry? I would think probably within an hour or so. You know, they're elsewhere, and they can't understand and grasp what's happening in the classroom. And so what you're doing here is going a long way in alleviating hunger, aren't you?
Sure are. And the statistics and the studies show that children that have that nutritious meal in the morning are going to be a lot more successful academically. And they're also going to be a lot better off in terms of their health. Obviously, they get the calories that they need to sustain their health, and that keeps them, you know, less susceptible to all kinds of illnesses, and also, frankly, less likely to, you know, suffer from obesity or other kinds of chronic health conditions.
Exactly. Well, Scott, though you've made great gains in getting the program out there, we still have low participation. What's contributing to that?
Part of the problem is that while many schools offer school breakfast, and you know, it's a great program, it's subsidized by the federal government, U.S. Department of Agriculture, just as the school lunch program is, there's a big gap between the number of students that get school lunches and the number of kids that get school breakfast. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem is the way the program often is delivered. It's very frequent that you see that if a student wants to get a breakfast in the morning, they have to come extra early. They have to go down to the cafeteria where perhaps, you know, their friends, you know, aren't there, you know. And so it's time and it's place. And I know, again, having worked with teenage kids as a teacher and now having two teenage daughters myself, that isn't the most effective way of reaching kids. So what the Breakfast in the Classroom grant program does is it encourages schools to provide breakfast after the bell rings, after the first class starts. So whether kids get their breakfast served to them in the hallway as they're walking into their first period class, or it's served to them in the classroom, you know, while they're starting their lesson at the beginning of the day, or even after the first lesson where, you know, they get a second chance breakfast and then breakfast is served to them then. Mm-hmm. That is much more connected to the way, you know, children and adolescents, you know, actually function.
Right. So the important thing is we got to get them breakfast. Okay, so now it's the delivery and how they're able to consume it and, you know, having to come there early and a one-time only. It's not necessarily accomplishing the mission. But I like the idea of taking a small break because I think it's got to be tough for those kids to be eating in front of other kids that are, you know, have already well fed. They're not part of the breakfast program because it's not like you're handing breakfast to every kid in the classroom, right?
Well, the beauty of this program is that it's targeted to schools that have that are identified as community eligible. So community eligibility means that that there's a high enough percentage of students that qualify for a free or reduced price meal that every single child in the school can receive it, and there's individual eligibility requirement. So that takes away that stigma completely.
Yes.
And frankly, there's a lot of kids that don't necessarily qualify that still aren't getting breakfast at home in the morning and will still benefit from this. So this is a great way to help all kids and really ensure that every single child, no matter what their background is successful.
Well, Scott, what can listeners do to help their school districts, get more involved or get involved?
You know, I would encourage whether you're a parent working with a PTA group or a teacher working with your local teachers association to have the conversation to look at, you know, what's going on in your own school and work together to figure out how you can get more children participating in this program. I would also encourage people to get more information by going to our program website, www.breakfastintheclassroom.org. All kinds of great ideas, success stories, and learn more about the program there.
And I'm sure that'll be helpful because when people hear about the program, and of course, you know, you got young kids, it's been available, but there's probably some great ideas that other schools are proving to be, you know, very effective in utilizing, and why not bring that into your classroom as well, right?
For sure. It's all about collaboration, working together. You know, we see in a lot of places where the teachers are taking the lead and advocating for this, or working with parents and administrators, that kind of collaboration, all for the good of students, really pays dividends.
Well, that's excellent. Scott DeMuro, a high school social studies teacher from Washington, became Ohio Education Association Vice President in 2013, a national spokesperson for Partners for Breakfast in the Classroom, a consortium of national education and nutrition organizations, including the Food Research and Action Center. Scott, again, in these last few seconds that we have together, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
More information, go to the website, www.breakfastintheclassroom.org.
Well, good stuff. Great job here, Scott. Appreciate it. Scott DeMuro, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-919-0432 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-919-0432. That's 800-919-0432. Again, 800-919-0432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Tina's here. We're visiting with George Barna. George, it's only taken us, what, about 8 years to get together?
At least, yeah.
I think because both of us are on witness protection. I think that's...
Well, yeah, but you found me out. I don't know how you did it.
Among other things. Yeah.
Even after the plastic surgery, you knew me.
It's okay. Hey, well, we wanted to talk. I appreciate having the time so we can talk about this latest survey. And this is quite astounding.
Well, it's very disappointing in many ways because, you know, it's a worldview study. So we're trying to figure out how many American adults have a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. We approached it differently than it's been done before, an extensive, deeper study, 40 questions about people's beliefs and behavior. Mm-hmm. And what we discovered is only 10% of Americans have a biblical worldview. And if you look at it generationally to get a sense of, well, what's coming down the pike,
right,
it's an even uglier picture because when you look at the baby busters, only 7%. You look at the millennials, only 4%.
Yeah.
Those are the parents of today's children.
Exactly.
And so we know that a person's worldview is developed primarily between the ages of 18 months old and 13 years old. By the time you're 13, your worldview is pretty much set in stone for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So when we look at the fact that the parents of this forthcoming generation don't have a biblical worldview, we know you can't give what you don't have.
That's right.
We've got a real issue that's staring us right in the face.
What about the church? What did you find out there?
Well, we did a couple of things. One was we looked at theologically conservative pastors, and what we found is 88% of them have a biblical worldview. So, not perfect, but strong.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. One of the things that concerned me, though, in looking inside the data, looking at the beliefs, the lowest belief on the scale for theologically conservative pastors was not believing that we have a responsibility to share the gospel with non-believers.
Exactly.
That's scary, because if your starting point is, well, telling people about Jesus is optional, we've got issues.
Exactly. So. Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because in a previous book that you had written, you addressed these issues, and I was surprised back then, which was probably, I want to say, maybe 8 years ago or so, because that's what I think when it started.
When you first started.
When I was trying to get the
police
for you. Exactly. Well, hey, is George there? No. Cole Ventura, no Camarillo, whatever.
Well,
you know. But, anyway, but that's what prompted my search for you, because that was eye-opening to understand what the criteria was for a biblical worldview. It wasn't, you know, what theological school you attended, if you had a PhD or a doctorate or anything like that, right?
No, I mean, in this study, we're looking at very, very basic theological principles. You know, do you believe that the Bible is true in the life principles it teaches? Do you believe that you have a responsibility to share your faith in Christ with others? Do you believe that Jesus lived a sinless life? Do you believe that the only way into heaven, you know, is by confessing your sins and accepting Christ as your Savior? We didn't phrase the questions that way, but I mean, that's what we were looking at. This is not theology 705 kind of stuff. I mean, this is 101 basic
exactly.
stuff.
And also what you said is, do you believe there's some responsibility to share what you know about Jesus, right?
Yeah, and most people, most born-again Christians say, no, I don't have a responsibility. If it happens, that's a bonus, but I don't really have a responsibility. And so that is why, for instance, we see that the proportion of unchurched Americans has doubled in the last 7 years. That's why we see the proportion of people who say they have no faith at all, much less in Christ, has more than tripled in the last 7 years. So, yeah, we've got to rethink what it is that we're doing.
They're just not, but those unchurched just are not seeing the difference. They're not witnessing a difference in those who are churched.
Yeah, and that's one of the fascinating things about having a biblical worldview. I looked at, does it actually make a difference in the way people live? Mm-hmm. And what we found is that they were much more likely, for instance, to say that they are against same-sex marriage, but not because they're mean people, because theologically they believe that God made us in a particular way and to live in a particular way. And they love those people, but they can't abide by that lifestyle. Same thing with abortion. Same thing with even government. We found that people with a biblical worldview were 9 times more likely than people without a biblical worldview to say that government should have a minimal presence in our life. We should be self-governed based upon these principles that are laid out for us in the scriptures. If we live that way, we don't need government telling us what to do and how to do it.
Well, the fact of the matter is that's what the founding fathers had decided, right? Go figure.
This is not new stuff that I'm coming up with, okay? I'm creative, but not that creative.
But it's interesting that how it, in a sense, some of it's coming full circle. Some of them are realizing there's principles in the Bible. It is consistent with the U.S. Constitution. But yet there's that other dynamic that comes in and says, I'm not sure God really said.
Well, and keep in mind that most Americans have never read the Bible from cover to cover. Most Americans have never read the Constitution. Most Americans have never read the Declaration of Independence. Very, very few Americans have read the Bill of Rights. So when we talk about all these fundamental documents that lay out who we are as a people and as a nation, it's kind of like hearsay for the typical Americans. Well, I heard this person say that the Constitution says this. Well, no, I heard that person say the opposite. But they don't know because they've never actually experienced it for themselves. It's one of the things that I think our education system has failed at
right.
in terms of making sure that we've at least had exposure to the very basic documents.
Well, George, also, I think we need to know how to argue a position with facts. When everything else around us, you know, the blogosphere is lit up. Anybody that's got has a computer can write a blog, do podcasts. I mean, the information age has exploded, as John Naismith said it was going to, and it has. And so there it is. And so now journalistic principles of making sure that the facts are there and research, those are all fast and loose. So it's really teaching the culture, you know, some bad habits here.
Well, and here's one of the challenges, again, that comes back to the church. During the past year, as we were doing a lot of political research in the campaigns, we discovered that a huge majority of devoted Christians were virtually begging their pastors to teach them how to think biblically. Now, when they were saying that, they weren't telling us, I want my pastor to tell me who to vote for. They were not telling us, I want my pastor to tell me what party I should align myself with. They were saying, I want my pastor to teach me what the biblical principles are that relate to these key issues in our culture today because, and here's the key, of all the we normally look at about 60 different population segments in all our research and compare them. what we found was that devoted Christians were the group that was least likely to talk about the issues that were big in the campaign because they felt they were not equipped to carry on an argument that would support their position. They had a sense of what maybe the Bible was teaching. They had a sense of what a devoted Christian might believe, but they couldn't defend it because nobody was teaching them how to connect the dots that they'd been hearing in their churches for years and years.
See, that's your next book, Troy.
Well, maybe. My concern is it will fall on deaf ears. Because, I've been saying this to pastors for years and years now, but they have a process. They have a system. They have an institute. They have all kinds of things, and I'm not demeaning them, but at some point we have to remember Albert Einstein said, if you keep doing the same thing and expect different results, you're crazy.
That's right.
And
exactly.
That's kind of where I think we are.
Well, but again, when you go back to the founding principles of our nation and what they believed in, it was a bottom-up movement, not top-down. And maybe what has to happen, and this is just encouragement, to say that this is a book eager to be written and needed, because bottom up, the people are asking the questions, they're not getting the answers. And for a long time they were told, in the name of political correctness, you can't say that. And meanwhile, people are going to hell in a handbasket, their world's in a chaos, and they say, according to Gallup last year, where's the church in this?
Yeah. Well, and again, if we want to be encouraging, the thing that I always go back to is when you read the scriptures, what you find is God changed cultures all the time. And when he did it, he never waited until he had a majority on his side.
Right.
He always used a remnant, what the Bible calls a remnant, which was a small splinter group that was stuck within a larger population that thought these people were nutso. And so we have enough people who are nuts in this way that we can really foster a significant revolution, cultural revolution in America, if we're devoted to doing so. We can't just sit back and wait for other people to do it. We can't really even wait for pastors to give us the go-ahead and say, okay, here are the verses that you need.
Exactly.
Now, the reality is, if the Holy Spirit is telling us, now's when I need my people to move, we got to be ready to go.
Yeah, amen. And these people that you mentioned, these are people that are looking at other humans in this journey called life that we're all going through, and they're looking for answers. And here we are, we have the answer, and we're trying to communicate, but somehow we're challenged there with, I guess maybe there's just not the bridge yet. And that's what I'm hoping for, is that, like you say, in God's timing, the bridge will be there. And then we need to be bold enough to go across the bridge and speak truth to power, speak truth to the confused.
And one thing I'd love to say to your listeners is that if God has called you to lead, now's the time you need to lead. You can't step back and wait till you have the degree or the certification or the title or anything else. God doesn't give a rip about that. He entrusted that gift of leadership to you for such a time as this. And so now you've got to grasp his vision for what the future needs to look like, and you've got to get people motivated around that vision, not around you as a leader, but around his vision. And then you mobilize people around that, and you go for it, because nobody's going to stop God.
That's right. Amen. And George, one final question. People want information on the survey. Where can they go?
Culturefaith.com is our website. And over the next month to month and a half, every week, I'll be putting out additional information from the study.
George Barna on Bill Martin.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.